The International Atomic Energy Agency recently stated that Iran is not diverting nuclear material for non-peaceful purposes. Yet the United States and others believe that's not the case, and some media reporting that safeguards to make sure Iran is not diverting these materials have weakened. For some perspective, we spoke with Ivan Ulrich, Senior Fellow for the Strategic Security Program at the Federation of American Scientists, about the safeguards.
I don't think the safeguards have been weakened, and we have to be very careful with how the media reports on these IAEA reports from Iran. And they often cast them in terms of, you know, here's something new, it's this bad situation. I'm not trying to say that the situation with Iran is good, but oftentimes these things that are reported as news are long-standing problems. Every second or third IAEA report says that Iran refuses to discuss Vienna refers to as the alleged studies. There are these accusations that Iran has been doing research on a nuclear bomb, and that pops up every now and then. The IAEA asks about it. Iran says, we're not going to discuss it. And it doesn't go into every report, but it goes into, like, every second report. This is not a good thing, but it isn't necessarily news. It's an ongoing problem. I think it's a mistake. The situation with Iran is very troubling, and we don't need to exaggerate it. This is an ongoing issue.
What about the specific safeguards?
Where the safeguards are in place, I think the IAEA and the international community have very high confidence that Iran is not diverting material from the declared facilities. For example, the facility at Natanz. That the IAEA has good inventory on that. They can see when material is coming and going. They have cameras. They have seals. They have high confidence that material is not being diverted. The fear actually is not that Iran's going to divert the material. The fear is that sometime in the future, you know, a year from now or 10 years from now, Iran will just say to the inspectors, okay, you guys leave. We have all of this low-enriched uranium. Now we're going to start building bomb material, okay? I think that's the greater fear than Iran is trying to sneak a kilogram of this material out every day and without anybody noticing. That would be very difficult to do.
Speaking of inspectors being barred from Iran, we've just learned that two inspectors have been barred by Tehran. Does this complicate the verification process?
I think that this will have a very small effect on the International Atomic Energy Agency's ability to confirm what's going on in Iran. Of course, it's better to have inspectors that know the facilities well, but they come back and they give very thorough reports. They have other people who have that experience. This is politically significant, and it's a way for Iran to express unhappiness with how the reports are written. They sometimes say they don't like the tone. They think the IAEA is too aggressive and is not treating them fairly, etc. It is clearly a political snub. It's not something that should be taken lightly, but it should be treated as a political issue. This is not going to reduce the IAEA's effectiveness in safeguards at declared facilities. Not just keeping out these two inspectors. The facilities that are declared at Iran, where inspectors are, UN inspectors know very, very well.
Ivan Ulrich is the Senior Fellow for the Strategic Security Program at the Federation of American Scientists here in Washington.